Support for KNKX comes from
Wintergrass Festival, celebrating 26 years of bluegrass and acoustic music, February 21st through 24th at the Hyatt Regency in Bellevue, featuring the Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band, Joe Craven and the Sumtimers, and Della May. Tickets at wintergrass.com. Eyes on Fremont, offering its own line of eyewear designed by Eyes on Fremont opticians and inspired by The Faces of Seattle, featuring textured acetate and stainless steel construction in an expressive range of colors. More information at eyesonfremont.com.
Going back to the last set, also, what a wonderful introduction by Louis Armstrong to What a Wonderful World. I especially enjoyed his referencing Walls. And that is from his release, Louis Armstrong and Friends, by the way. And we kicked off the set with Oliver Nelson in Martin Was a Man, a Real Man, from Black, Brown, and Beautiful. We have been featuring the music that inspired the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this hour, as well as music inspired by him and the civil rights movement. We'll continue in just a moment. It's about 9 minutes before 1 o'clock.
There are some 36,000 federal prison employees. Almost all of them are being forced to work without pay amid the government shutdown.
They're still required to come to work, but they can't afford to come to work. They don't have gas to put in their vehicles.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. We ask, how long can they hold out? This afternoon on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way at 3 p.m. Your local host today is Dave Meyer, and hope you'll join us for that. In 1964, Dr. King, spreading the word about brotherhood and the power of music to heal and bring people together during a difficult and divided America during the civil rights struggle, wrote, quote, "Much of the power of our freedom movement in the United States has come from this music. It has strengthened us with its sweet rhythms when courage began to fail. It has calmed us with its rich harmonies when spirits were down. And now jazz is exported to the world. For in the particular struggle of the Negro in America, there is something akin to the universal struggle of modern man. Everybody has the blues. Everybody longs for meaning. Everybody needs to love and be loved. Everybody needs to clap hands and be happy. Everybody longs for faith. In music, especially this broad category called jazz, there is a stepping stone toward all these." End quote. We are going to wrap up this hour with Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come. A Change Is Gonna Come is a song by American recording artist Sam Cooke. Initially appeared March 1st, 1964. The song was inspired by various personal events in Cooke's life, most prominently an event in which he and his entourage were turned away from a whites-only motel in Louisiana. Cooke felt compelled to write a song that spoke to his struggle and of those around him, and that pertained to the civil rights movement. It has since been recorded by many artists, and we are going to hear a version performed by Herbie Hancock and James Morrison from Hancock's Imagine Project album.
I was born by the river, oh, in a little old tent. Oh, I just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change has gotta come. Oh, yes, it will. Been too hard living, oh, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. And I go to the movie, and I go downtown. Somebody keep on telling me, don't you hang around. It's been a long,
long time coming, but I know the change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. I say, brother, brother, won't you help me, please? But he just winds up knocking me down. Oh, back down on my knees. There's been times when I thought I could last for very long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change's gotta come. Oh, yes, it will. Yes, it will. Brother, won't you help me, please? But it just winds up knocking me down, 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 down on my knees. There's been times that I thought I couldn't last. Now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change has got to come. Oh, yes, it will.
Herbie Hancock with James Morrison from Hancock's Imagine Project album, and their rendition of A Change Is Gonna Come. You've been listening to a special hour dedicated to the jazz and blues inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on this day, also inspired by the civil rights movement. And by the way, you can hear Dr. King's full address on the importance of jazz on our website, knkx.org. You can also hear trumpeter Clark Terry, who in 1957 recorded Serenade to a Bus Seat, which was about the Montgomery struggle, and Rosa Parks. I'm Paige Hansen in for Robin Lloyd, and we'll continue with Midday Jazz until 3 p.m. Thanks so much for being here at 88.5 KNKX.